go with that attitude. I'm here to give. You will get way more than you give without even asking for it. I promise. But you have to go with that kind of an attitude, right? Always be giving.
Yeah.
Always be giving. It comes back so many fold.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast, your high octane boost of full on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Get Real Podcast. I'm Ron Phillips here with Heather Marchant.
Hello. Hey, Heather. Hey, how are you, Ron?
Hey, well, I'm great. I'm great. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are going to talk about something that's really, really cool today, as we always do.
Always.
Share something with you that has really impacted our business, Heather. I've talked about it before in the past, but not in depth. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. And this thought popped into my mind because I don't even know if you know this, Heather, but Ashley, my daughter, just got a course on wholesaling. And I was talking to her a little bit about, you know, networks and how to network. And, you know, one of the comments I remember, she said, well, I want to create my own thing. And I said, yeah, well, that's really good. You should. And I'll tell you how to do that. But you'd be kind of an idiot not to use mine. I know a lot of people, right? I mean, that's, you're kind of stupid not to use my network in addition to yours, like build your own and then, like, you know, bonus it up, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I want to talk about today, Heather, is masterminding and networking.
Yeah. I don't realize how much we do it until we just had just a 2-minute chat before we hopped on here to chat on the podcast. And I'm like, man, it's like how we run our whole business.
It's pretty impressive just how much, well, I mean,
we are pretty horrible.
How horrible it would be if we didn't do that. I was just thinking through, like, what's the inverse of this, right? If we didn't do it, where would we be, kind of a thing? And that's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, it feels like it would be a 180 shift because a lot of our focus as a business has been client centric, making sure our clients have what they need and helping mentor them and helping their portfolios grow with rental properties. And so, if you take out the leverage piece, we would just be a brokerage that sells rental properties, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I want to say is, like, how can you create, or how can you join, or how can you grow your network and a mastermind? Let me define the difference between the two, because they're actually two different things. Hmm. Your network is just, you know, you can grow that however you want. There's tons of different ways. We'll talk about a bunch of them later, but our network, Heather, is massive. I mean, there's like, last week we were trying to find a property, or we're trying to find a one of our clients, a sales agent in another city.
Yes.
Retail sales agent. Like, we're not retail sales agents. That's not what we do, right? We don't know them in other cities. And we do this routinely.
Yeah.
But I know a ton of people, and you know a ton of people in our world. That's kind of our network, right? And those people know those people. So it didn't take hardly any time at all. And boom, you know, we've got a really, really good lead for one of our clients. Takes no effort, but it kind of did. Took like 20 years worth of effort for me to create that network where I can just go snap my fingers and get a referral in nearly any city in America. For
nearly anything.
Right. In real estate. Now, I mean, I'm not going to be able to help you with a bunch of things, but if it has to do with real estate, I'm probably going to be able to tune you up a little bit with the real estate stuff. Right. Especially investment real estate. But in this instance, this is even outside of my real estate world.
Yeah, that's true. It's amazing what, as you have more people that you kind of, it helps that you do this for other people too, right? That it's inverse, that you have, you're growing other people's network by being part of theirs, right? So it ends up that everybody wins, which I was telling Ron, I'm like, I always dig that in our business when everybody wins. It's my favorite.
Love it. It is so great. So those of you who are watching this on YouTube or pull up the video somewhere else, I got this book from one of the masterminds I belong to, Family Mastermind. I already have this book, but this one's way cooler looking because it's black and it's got the logo on it. And this is Think and Grow Rich. Really good book from like forever ago, early 1900s, I think. I can't remember exactly, and I don't have enough time right now to look. So, but there's a cool part in here where he defines mastermind. So I thought I would just share this with you.
Oh, cool.
It's defined as a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. That's deep.
You should read that one more time because I think that's really cool.
Coordination of knowledge and effort, both of those two. It's not just knowledge, it's knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose.
Because they're working together, that middle part that you said, that they are working together to help each other, that there's harmony rather than the discord of how are you going to benefit me, which
exactly
is different about a mastermind, because I've attended several and that always surprises me that people are there to learn just as much as they're there to help, because they're like a family.
And I think I said this before, but the first mastermind I attended, shout out to Jason Medley and the Collective Genius, who absolutely transformed my life in business just by me showing up and understanding that there are business owners in places like that mastermind, where you could share openly and everybody's there to help. Literally, they're there to help and not take.
Yeah.
Which was a foreign thing to me because I had been out kind of where all the takers were in the coaching business, where there's so many snakes and just douchebags. It's my favorite word on the show, douchebags.
It really is.
And so I was really jaded when I showed up to this meeting. I think I've said it on the show before, but if you missed it, we actually had a meeting. And Heather, you were not involved in this meeting, I don't think, but we had a meeting. A company meeting to try to determine what we could share, because we're supposed to go there with a share for the group and then what we needed from the group, right? So I actually had a company meeting, brought everybody in to identify the one thing that we could share that would have the least impact on our business if people took it and implemented it. This is the attitude I went to the meeting with, right? And then I got there, and what I experienced was something so unique. What you said earlier, Heather, is I was floored. Like I went the second day. Thank God I went the second day, because the first day, everybody's like giving away their whole business model. They're like, oh yeah, you can find it in Dropbox. All the documents are there. Everything you need is right there. Just, you know, go make it happen.
Go steal it. And I'm like, steal my stuff.
I'm like, what? What just happened? And everybody, no matter what they ask, they had all of these people who were willing to just, everybody had their laptops off, their phones off. They were completely paying attention to the people. It was this harmony thing you kind of got stuck on this definition, right? They were there literally, they were there in a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable to me. It completely changed the game for me knowing that. And I actually called back and I was like, what can we share that's actually better? Like it was embarrassing when I was going to share. My share was so embarrassing after that. Anyway, that's what a mastermind is. Since then, I've been a part of countless of them. And every single one of them has brought massive benefit. Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about the power of a mastermind. And then what the mastermind has done for me is it's exponentially expanded the network that we use, Heather, all the time to help people. All the time.
Yep. You've met a lot of the people we work with in those masterminds. They are part of the mastermind. And so they become quick friends. When you're in a setting like that where you're sharing, you know, what's going right and what's going wrong. And you've told me before, it's like personal life too, you know, it's in depth.
Yeah. So shout out to Sean McCloskey. If you have not seen, we have two episodes where I interview Sean McCloskey on here. I'm in his mastermind still. And I now run my own mastermind
Oh yeah, that's true.
In the name of his group, right? Leadership Boardroom. I actually have Leadership Boardroom 6. Number 6 is mine. And that's how much I loved it. I actually started my own with him. So if you missed it, you know, go back a few episodes and listen to Sean's, because that's the one you're talking about when it comes to personal.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, people share business and personal, you know, whatever it is that's going wrong. That's what they share, because the point is to get in there and try to figure out how to become better. The only way to become better is to do what we did, what we talked about a couple episodes ago, which is to be vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
But to come into a group where you have that harmony and you can share to lift everybody up. And,
yeah.
And that is, that's something that's unique in the business world.
I agree. I think there's a lot of opportunities too for our clients to be able to participate in some. I have lots of clients that have generated or started their own mastermind.
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's part of why I was, what I was talking to Ashley about is like, look, you got to get, so let's talk a little bit about if you want to actually get out there and expand your network, how do you do that? Right. Yeah. I mean, you don't just magically show up one day and you have this massive network of people. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it said many times by many different people, your net worth is your network.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that you can leverage your network, you can increase or exponentially increase your net worth. And my gosh, we've seen that happen just internally in the business, right? And and I've seen it personally, and I've seen it in countless other lives where people just need one little tweak.
Yeah.
And then bam, they take off, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I was telling Ashley, is how do you do this, right? If you're new to the game, or if you're in a completely different game, how do you increase your network, and then where do you find a mastermind? And I think it's kind of cool that you said some of these people just started their, say, screw it.
They did. They're super small. They like invited a couple of friends that all invest in real estate. One of them, there's 6 people in Colorado, I remember. Another one is up in Washington State. And they just have a couple friends with similar, like-minded interest. And so they're going, well, if we're all investing, let's get together and see if we can help each other.
Well, according to Napoleon Hill, you only need two or more,
exactly.
Right? And my gosh, that's biblical even, right?
I mean,
two or more are gathered. So this works so well, but it only works if you put yourself out there. So step number one is you got to get out there. You've got to put yourself out there in a way where you can be surrounded by people who are, well, hopefully better than you at whatever it is you're doing. Right? But go ahead.
Sorry, I think you have to just speak up and say what you're doing. Because I'm surprised how many of my clients I'll get a referral and they'll say, I didn't even know they were doing this. You know, I had no idea. So speaking up and telling people what you're up to. And that way you can get a network. Maybe you don't even know a coworker that's doing this, even on a bigger scale than you with more experience, and because you don't talk about it. So if you can find a way to have a conversation, and then you can have other opportunity to maybe be invited to one. Maybe there's one that someone runs that you even know them, but that you don't have any knowledge that they run it. So another idea I had, Ron, was meetup.com. We used to use meetup.com a little bit back in the day. We haven't in a long time. But talking about our meetings that we were holding at the time, because we had physical in-person meetings. But
yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things that I had on my list. Meetup.com, I mean, it used to be when we first started ours, it was really hard because there wasn't any meetup.com. I mean, there were no groups for you to just join and get your group out there. We had to build it. You know, by the sweat of our brows, so to speak. I mean, it was really tough. I spent a lot of money to get bodies into our group. Today, you really don't have to do that. Today, you can go to meetup.com. You can create your own group. Done.
Yeah.
You're obviously, the more you work at it, the better off you are. But you can get a few people to join your group just by posting your group onto meetup.com. Again, that's this whole put yourself out there deal. Super, super important. The next thing I would say is to just get involved in the organizations in your field.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people, look, this is like dating. You can sit in your house and you can, you know, complain about the fact that you can't find anyone to date, or
go out and date, silly.
You could actually go get involved in something where there's human beings where you might actually find someone to date, right?
So great. I use dating all the time with my clients. I say, this relationship's like dating. I just have to get to know what you're looking for. So that's awesome that you use dating.
Yeah.
I hate dating.
Then there's so many other things too. This could devolve really quickly if we continue to go down that road. So, but get out there and get involved, right? We don't want to get involved in swipe right, swipe left. We want to actually get out and interact with human beings. Okay. So there's organizations for nearly every field. That's not true. There's organizations for literally every field. And you can go join ones that are out of your field even. Yeah. And a lot of the times, like B&I groups, there's tons of different businesses in there, and you'll meet people there, and it'll get you out in the community. So get involved. You'll meet people who you can create a mastermind with if you want to, or at least you're expanding your network.
Yeah. The BNI, that I think there's a website for that, but it's Business Networking. What does it stand for, BNI?
I don't know. International?
Yeah, maybe international. We'll just go with that. Look,
I don't have any idea. It's BNI, for crying out loud. That's what it is.
But they have meetings. They're geographical, so you could look up that in your area. But those are about all different kinds of topics too. But they're mostly small businesses trying to be successful or looking to be successful. Trying, that sounds bad. But I know BNI is one. There's, of course, tons of social media groups that you could join that have similar
interests. Ton of them. Yeah. Again, in every single field known to man.
Yeah.
And then when you join the group, case in point, you join the group and you just sit there and read. Mm-hmm. That's great information for you to read all the posts and everything else, but you're literally doing nothing to expand your network. Nothing.
Yeah. That's so
the
true.
Only way to expand your network is to interact with people. Mm-hmm. And for some people out there listening, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, that is so scary.
Talk to people I don't know. Yeah.
I know. It may be, but it's the only way that I know of anyway, to increase your network.
Yeah. I've always been an introvert, like from my childhood, and people that know me now are shocked by that I was an introvert, but you just have to put mind over matter and just do it. You get uncomfortable and you just do it. I tell my kids that bravery and having courage isn't the absence of fear, but it's moving forward and doing it anyway. So sometimes you have to talk yourself into it.
100%. And I am too. And I think people are really shocked by that, but I'm super cool. I'm not a go to the party kind of guy. I don't really dig that. I prefer really small groups, and I usually prefer groups where I already know people.
Yeah.
So that's outside of my comfort zone too. Now, I'm perfectly comfortable standing in front of a room of 500 people and speaking, but once it's over and everybody wants to talk to me, I prefer to go to my hotel room be by myself. I don't need to be Chatty Cathy with everybody. So it is putting yourself out there into that world is difficult. It's difficult for everybody, but you have to do it in order to increase your network. And I'm here to tell you that of everything we've done from a business perspective, Heather, I can point to literally multiple seven figures from joining mastermind groups, from networking 100%. In other ways. I mean,
and a lot of it's you joining them, but I know it because you come back and have all of these relationships that help our business grow. So I haven't really attended very many of yours, but
yeah. And the other thing is that if you come back and you don't share any of the information with your team, then that doesn't really work either, because you can't grow and they can't grow and you can't grow if they don't grow. Everybody has to grow together. And that's the whole point of the mastermind, right? So You can take all of what you learn in the mastermind. You can go back and you can create your own little mini mastermind in your company, which is also very powerful. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I learned, I think I think we did that naturally anyway, but it was way more conscious once I realized what this was. Yeah. And, you know, some of the things that I learned in those groups, because then we became more of a cohesive unit, more of a team, and we're able to share more ideas and actually become more of a mastermind group. And really our meetings,
they feel like that.
It just dawned on me right now on air that our meetings kind of feel like that.
Yeah, it's true. We talk about our personal wins, like all of our agendas for our quarterly meetings, that we cover personal wins and business wins. And we talk about issues that we have. And a lot of that does it come and even bring up personal stuff, you know, of how we, the business can help with a personal challenge or something that we have. So it's pretty cool.
So one other way that you can expand your network is to take the network that you currently have and ask the people in your current network, no matter how small it is, for referrals or for who do they know that do X or who do they know that does, you know, whatever, or in whatever field, and then get to know those people through someone else, because it, a referral, as everybody knows, is a closer contact. It allows you to hit the person that's the referral at a higher level than a normal, you know, quote unquote lead.
Yeah. For sure. I know we've successfully used LinkedIn before too for this as well.
Sure.
Not as much myself, but other staff members have been successful with LinkedIn.
And certainly to network in the business world, LinkedIn is great. I don't even remember my login, so I'm pathetic at it. But we have had people in the company who've done it really well.
Yeah.
And I'm probably, there's probably somebody's listening who's like, yeah, you dummy. I've been trying to connect with you on LinkedIn now forever.
Quite possible.
I'll repent of that. Maybe I'll even log in today and see how many bazillion people wanted to try to connect, or I don't even know how it works. So
that you are just, so popular, Ron. It's so hard.
I know it's rough. It's a rough life trying to keep up with all the people who want to connect. I do the same thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Here I am talking about networking and I don't even know how many people that have requested to. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Masterminds, you can create your own. Let's talk really quickly about that, because this a mastermind doesn't have to be a business that makes you money. Most of the ones that I joined are businesses. I paid hefty sums to be in them. The one that I run is not cheap either. And ultimately, I think you leverage, you scale your way up into those because, well, you get what you pay for. But let's talk about this creating your own, because that's actually a really good one. And it's something that literally anybody can do. You can go on meetup.com, but here in Charleston, me and a couple of my buddies have been talking about starting our own here just for us, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a paid group. It's just a get together and literally do what Napoleon Hill said, right? Just to get together in harmony. Obviously we're friends, so that shouldn't be a hard time. but to coordinate our knowledge and effort together. Yeah. Why we haven't done that yet is kind of beyond comprehension. We could literally have our meetup meeting or our mastermind meeting over lunch.
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly be that difficult for us to put it together. You could do that too. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. I think the other, as I think back to Ashley and what she was asking me, it's important for everybody out there who is just starting to understand that most people who are successful in whatever it is you're trying to do are very open to helping newer people, so long as the new people, A, don't waste their time, B, don't ask for a ton of it, and then do actually implement.
That's so true.
I mean, Heather, how many times do you tell somebody to do something, they don't do it, and then they come back for more, and you're like...
Yes, all the time. I'm like, really? I'm not going to give you my opinion anymore.
Yeah. Like what difference does it even make at this point? You don't do anything I say. You come to me because you supposedly you value my opinion. I mean,
but do you really?
Yeah. Really? Or do you just want to hash it out with me and then go do what you were going to do anyway? Yes. I'm cool with that, but you didn't need to tell me or waste my time. Just go, you know, go do whatever you're going to do. I'm cool with it.
Exactly.
So if someone comes to you, Heather, and they ask your opinion about something and then you tell it to them and then what's the best way for them to get another in with you the next time?
I would say that they acknowledge, even just like acknowledge the help that I've given them and how it's helped them. So if they didn't do anything, I'm so much more inclined to help people who are also grateful for being able to spend time picking my brain about something than I am someone who's just kind of checked out, not listening, not doing what you ask, and then not even grateful or acknowledging the time that they're spending. So,
yeah. So pro tip for everybody. If you're new and you want to go get some advice from someone who's been doing whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be real estate or business or anything. Pro tip would be take whatever they say, implement it, and then call them back.
Yeah.
Send them like one of those really cool things called a thank you card with a stamp. Like lick that bad boy, stick it on there. Send them something that says, hey, I implemented this and guess what happened? You know, exactly what you said was going to happen, except for it was way better or whatever it was, right? Just tell them what happened.
Yeah.
Because what Heather just said, that does two things. It shows that you're grateful. But number two, it shows that really all they really wanted was to help you.
Yeah.
And if they actually did help you, it's cool to see that.
Totally.
It's cool to see, you know.
Rewarding. Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes the person, at least for me and apparently for Heather as well, it makes me more inclined to give you another, whatever, 15 minutes, 30 minutes of my very, very valuable time. Mm-hmm. If you take that one tiny little step, this is not even a big deal. It's not a big deal. You already asked for the help. You've already talked to me. You've already talked to Heather.
Yeah.
How hard is it to call back up and go, or text?
Yeah,
Lord, that's true. Even text anything, just a little something. Hey, here's my win from what you gave me. If you do that, you will expand your network, because then if you call me and you say, or you text me, you say, hey, I'm struggling with this. If I don't have time, I might be able to hook you up with somebody else who does. Or if it's outside my area of expertise, I could hook you up. But look, if you're a douchebag that never, you know, came back and said thanks or told me what happened, I'm not gonna send you to my buddy so you can waste their time too.
Mm-hmm. That's really true. I'd be protecting my referral network from someone like that. Not opening it up.
Yeah. So instead of expanding your network, you just shut it off. You've just like you've chopped it off. It's not gonna grow anymore. And it's the same thing. So when you head to a mastermind, don't do what I did. Go there and actually give really good. And I throughout the meeting I did, but my share was horribly pathetic. It wasn't the next time though. Next meeting I showed up with a really good one. But when you go with that attitude. I'm here to give. You will get way more than you give without even asking for it. I promise. But you have to go with that kind of an attitude, right? Always be giving.
Yeah.
Always be giving. It comes back so many fold. Anyway, so mastermind's crazy powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Network is your net worth. You should be ever increasing and expanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, last words.
Love it. No, I think the takeaway I kind of mentioned already, but just that everybody wins from it. Right? You're expanding a network, but you're also there to help and support other people. So take advantage of it. It's not like you're taking something from somebody else. It's awesome.
Okay, everybody. So if you like the episode, give us a thumbs up, share it. Man, Heather and I were just looking today when we first started asking you guys for reviews, actual written reviews, we were at 40 something.
Yeah, I think it was even less than that, but yeah, not very many.
Might have been even less. I may be fluffing the numbers a little bit, but we're almost at 120 now, which, you know, probably doesn't seem like a lot for some of the really cool big shows out there. But for us, we've more than doubled. It's almost triple what we had in a very short amount of time. So obviously you guys are doing that. We really appreciate it. This is us telling you how much we appreciate it so that you can share with your friends and we can increase our network. You guys can continue to bless us with your comments. So we really appreciate that. In addition, we really do listen to you guys. So tell us what you want. You can reach us at invest@rpcinvest. You can find our website for the show is getrealestatesuccess.com. For our company, it is rpcinvest.com.
And invest@rpcinvest.com. You just off .com. So there's too many options.
Make sure you throw a .com on anything I just said. It's all .com. And we really appreciate you guys. So until next time, get out there and expand your network. Make some money.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.